I've been thinking about you. When I come into work, changing into my scrubs, starting the ward rounds, preparing medications, checking people's charts, I've been thinking about you. I can't remember the last time a patient stuck in my head so much. I'm not sure that one ever has. I've seen so many people, cared for the young and the old, men, women, the strong and the weak. I care for them all to the best that I can, but you, I want to take care of you. I yearn to take care of you. I don't know if you've noticed. I might just be one more nurse to you. You've been here long enough now that you probably know our names. And in fact, you called me by my name the other day. Did you notice how I reddened? Did you know what the sound of my name in your mouth did to me? Did you notice what you always do to me while I'm trying to stay so professional? My hands giving out pills, plumping pillows, writing notes, and all the while they long to run themselves over your body, to abandon all of my training and to behave in a manner thoroughly inappropriate. Would you be shocked if one day I came in, closed the door, leant down over your bed and kissed you? If I ran my hands over your shoulders, your chest, your stomach, if I ran them down your body, and you see, I know that you need me. You've been here for nearly 3 weeks, and you must be so bored. So bored, and yet with hardly any time to yourself. People coming in and out all of the time. You have nothing to do but lie there in bed, and no privacy in which to enjoy that, in which to do the one thing that you can do whilst your legs recover and you regain your strength. I know how it can be. I've seen it many times before. I'm used to pretending I haven't noticed, to turning my back for a moment, to acting as though I don't know what a patient has been doing when I walk in. But when I walked in to your room the other day and saw you there, saw the movement of your hand beneath the blankets, saw the stretch of the bedclothes against the stiffness of your cock, I cannot lie, it turned me on. It made me throb to see it. And even though you stopped instantly and I did my practice manoeuvres to help you to behave as though it had not even happened, I left your room wet and aching for you. I so want to help you. I so long to wash away all of your stress and frustration, to run my hands down your stomach and onto your thighs. I know that I need to be careful of your legs. You must still be sore, so I would not, this time, push my fingers into the muscles on the inside of your thighs. Not this time. But I would stroke the soft hair above your cock and watch it twitch for me, see your hand grip the bedclothes as your breathing deepens. I would kiss your stomach, inhaling the scent of you. And then I would do what I have been longing to do, what I have been aching to do. I would take your cock in my hand, grip it firmly, and stroke it slowly up and down its length. Would you moan for me? I hope that you would. I so want to hear that sound escaping from your lips. Would you say my name again? Would you ask me to do it faster? Worried perhaps that we might be interrupted, that our time together might be cut short. But do you know what I want to do? I want to kiss the tip of your cock. Kiss it oh so tenderly, and then run my hand down to its base as I take it into my mouth. I want to slowly suck your cock, making it wet, licking and sucking and circling it with my tongue. Should I place two fingers onto the skin between your legs? Should I rub it gently and then probe harder as my lips squeeze around you? Would you like that? I hope that you would. I hope that it would make you gasp and then moan, gritting your teeth so that you don't cry out. I want to probe with those fingers, firmly caressing to the same rhythm that my mouth is using to slide up and down your cock. Find my other hand, my darling. It is resting on your side. Find it and grip it in yours. Grip it tightly to show me how hard it is for you not to cry out with pleasure. Your soft moans are so beautiful, but if you cry out, someone will surely come in and our time together will have to end. Breathe deeply for me. Let me hear your breath and feel you shuddering beneath me. Wrap your fingers into my hair, gripping me as I suck you into my warm, wet mouth. My rhythm relentless, my hands still probing. Would you come for me? Would you come for me, my darling? Let your tension burst within me. Fill my mouth with hot, sweet cum. Would you arch your back and moan and grip me as you empty yourself into my throat? I so want you to. I so want you to come for me, baby. To be able to give you that pleasure. To be able to make it all better with my tongue and my lips and my hands. Come for me, gorgeous. Come in my mouth. Oh, come for me now, please. Please let me taste you in me. Come. Would you lie back with a smile on your face, your eyes closed, your body relaxed? Would you let me pull up the blanket, smooth down the bedclothes, straighten my hair and then kiss you on the lips, so gently, just a fleeting brush of my mouth against yours? And then I'd be gone, back to my duties, back to all of the others who need my professional attentions, I would leave you warm and replete, drifting off into a deep, satisfied sleep. Would you like that, my darling? Because that's what I've been thinking about you.